The Supplication on Thursdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who has taken away the shadowy night by His power and brought the sight-giving day through His mercy. He has clothed me in its brightness and given me its favor. O Allah, just as Thou hast spared me for this day, so also spare me for its likes. Bless the Prophet Muhammad and his household, and torment me not in it and in other nights and days by allowing me to commit unlawful acts and to clothe myself in sins. Provide me with its good, the good of all within it, and the good of everything after it, and turn away from me its evil, the evil of all within it, and the evil of everything after it. O Allah, by the protective compact of Islam, I seek mediation with Thee, and by the inviolability of the Quran, I rely upon Thee. By Muhammad, the Chosen, Allah bless him and his household, I seek intercession with Thee. So recognize my protective compact, by which I hope my need will be granted. O Most Merciful of the Merciful, O Allah, decree for me on Thursday five things, which none embraces but Thy generosity, and none supports but Thy favors. Health through which I may have the strength to obey Thee. Worship by which I may deserve Thy plentiful reward. Plenty in my state through lawful provision. And that Thou makest me secure in the places of fear through Thy security. And placest me in Thy fortress against the striking of worries and sorrows. Bless Muhammad and his household. And make my seeking his mediation as an intercessor give profit on the day of resurrection. Surely, Thou art the most merciful of the merciful.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. In the name of Allah, the Most High, dear brothers and sisters in faith and humanity, Salamu alaikum and welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Today is a great day, a day in which a great woman came to the world, who is an exemplary human. Today is the Day of Woman. Congratulations on the birthday anniversary of Lady Fatima, peace be upon her, and of course, birthday anniversary of the founder of Islamic Republic of Iran, Imam Khomeini.
Ya Zahra, Ya Zahra, flower of Ali. Ya Hawra, delight of Nabi.
Ya Zahra, Ya Zahra, flower of Ali.
أم الأئمة بنت الخديجة
أم الأئمة بنت الخديجة روح الكمال روح الكمال
Today, Wednesday, is the 20th of Jamadi Uthani, 1442 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 15th of Bahman, 1399 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 3rd of February, 2021 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We offer our congratulations on two birthday anniversaries. Today is birthday anniversary of Prophet Muhammad's daughter, Lady Fatima, and birthday anniversary of Imam Khomeini, the founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
The one and only daughter of Taha wa Yasin, the best of daughters given to Ummul Mu'mineen. We ask you to intercede for us on Qiyamah, so that with you we may also enter Jannah. On this day for surely victorious will be, safe from the hellfire through his mercy. Ummul A'imma bintul Khadija,
Ummul A'imma bintul Khadija.
Brothers and sisters, Lady Fatima Zahra is the daughter of Prophet Muhammad, highly revered among the Shia Muslims. It is known among both Shia and Sunni Muslims that Prophet had many times said, Fatima is above all women of the world, from the first to the last ones. In Arabic, the word Fatima means separated. She is named Fatima because her followers are separated from the hellfire. Because of her character, Zahra means shining, bright, and brilliant. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, when our mother Fatima Zahra prayed, she shined for the heavens as the stars shine for people on the earth. Most of the Shiites and some of the Sunni commentators, such as Fakhr Razi, believe that the first verse of chapter Al-Kawthar in the Holy Quran refers to Lady Fatima, peace be upon her.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar.
Indeed, we have granted you, O Muhammad, al-kawthar. So pray to your Lord and sacrifice to Him alone. Indeed, your enemy is the one cut off.
Lady Fatima Zahra owned elegant dignities and virtues. There are many lessons left to learn from her. One of the sayings of hers is, if someone sends his pure prayer upon to Allah, Allah will send down best welfare to him. Among Iranians, her birth anniversary is designated as Mother's Day to uplift the place and character of women on the greatest of women's birth anniversary. So congratulations to all Muslim women all around the world.
Tabari reports, a Sunni historian, a Sunni commentator of the Holy Quran, and a man who narrated many ahadith. He says that when Khadija was pregnant with Fatima, she was in the city of Mecca. She was about to deliver and she asked assistance from the Qurayshi women. They all rejected to offer her any assistance. Why? Because she was a wealthy woman and she married Muhammad ibn Abdullah, who was a poor man. They wanted her to marry the aristocrats of Arabia. She married Muhammad ibn Abdullah and they refused her. At-Tabari says, she turned to Allah and said, oh my Lord, all the people have turned away from me. Please help me deliver this child. At-Tabari says, as soon as she made that prayer, four women enter the house. And Khadija reports that words cannot describe the beauty and the brilliance of these women. The first introduces herself saying, that I am the wife of Adam Hawa. I am Eve. The second says, I am Asiya bint Muzahim. I am the wife of Pharaoh, the daughter of Muzahim. The third says, I am Kulthum, the sister of Musa. The fourth says, I am Maryam, the daughter of Imran. Allah has sent us to you to help you deliver Sayyidat Nisa al-Alamin. This is Fatima al-Zahra.
Birth of Lady Fatima on the 20th day of Jamadu Thani from the sacred matrimonial union of the Prophet and his honorable wife, Lady Khadija, peace be upon them, an extraordinary infant was brought into this world. It was as if Allah reached into this world himself to deliver this glorious blessing upon mankind. They would name their child Fatima. Immediately after her emergence, this little blessing of joy would make such a significant impact on humanity that in Islam she is held to the same status of Imam Ali alayhi salam and all other infallibles. Ayatollah Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Republic of Iran, so sweetly phrased in one of his speeches, "The spiritual positions of Lady Fatima are among the best spiritual positions, which belong only to a few individuals. She was infallible. Infallibility is particular to a few individuals who are chosen by Allah, and the great Hazrat Fatima Zahra is one of these few individuals. Dear brothers and sisters, please accept our congratulations on Lady Fatima's birthday." National Women's Day and Mother's Day is celebrated on this day, which marks the birthday anniversary of Lady Fatima. A large number of believers take the occasion on this holiday to honor their mothers, grandmothers, wives, and sisters and pay tribute to them by giving them gifts. It is notable that Imam Khomeini attached significance to the birthday anniversary of the daughter of Islam by announcing the day as Women Day. Imam recommended the women to follow footsteps of Lady Fatima Zahra in order to obtain spiritual prosperity in this world and the salvation for the hereafter. Lady Fatima extended her great assistance to her father in promoting the divine religion in early days of Islam. Several narrations by the Holy Prophet himself are an evidence for great spiritual position of Lady Fatima and her proximity to God, the Almighty.
Ya man ataita fazitta hubbana أسعدتنا وجمعت شملنا أنت هدية من الله لنا بعد انتظارنا لك طول السنة فيك السرور والهنا حمدا لك يا ربنا عيد سعيد Let's enjoy this happy day عيد مبارك Celebrate Eid al-Sa'id Let's enjoy this happy day Eid al-Mubarak Come on, let's celebrate Celebrate Let's celebrate Allah, Allah Thank you for this day
Prophet treated Fatima and respected her was not like the way a father treats his daughter and respects his daughter. It was more like the way a child should treat and respect his parents. Aisha narrates that when Fatima used to enter upon the Prophet, قَامَ لَهَا مِن مَجْلِسِهِ, the Prophet would get up, he would raise in respect for Fatima. Usually it's the children, they should raise up in respect for their parents. But here, the Prophet, whenever Fatima entered his room, he would raise up and stand in respect, out of respect to Fatima al-Zahra. Then Aisha continues and says, وَقَبَّلَ رَأْسَهَا, and he used to kiss her forehead. وَأَجْلَسَهَا مَجْلِسَهَا, and he would give her his own seat where he used to sit. He would give her the best seat in the house. Fatima was respected by the Prophet in such a way, according to Aisha. In some narrations, it says that every time he would see her, he would kiss her hand like an obedient and polite child would kiss the hands of his parents. Another narration says that whenever the Prophet was going on a journey and he would bid farewell his family and wife, the last person he would go to bid farewell was his daughter Fatima. She was the most important person, so he kept her for the last. Then when he would come back from his journey, she was the first person he would go to visit. He would go to visit Fatima. It was like he was going to his mother. Or in another narration by Imam al-Sadiq, he would say that the Prophet, every night before he would go to sleep, he would go to Fatima's house and he would kiss her goodnight. Even when she was a mother of children herself, the Prophet would go to her house and kiss her goodnight and then go to sleep. It was like she was a true mother for the Prophet. This was one reason why he would call her Ummu Abiha. Another reason why she was called the mother of her father is that she used to take care of the Prophet and look after him just like a mother would take care of her child and look after him. She was just like a mother, going after the Prophet, taking care of him, being concerned of his needs, attending to his needs, just like a mother would. When she would find him wounded after returning from a battle, she would treat his wounds. And when he would come home while having dirt on his head and his face because of the people, the mushrikeen of Mecca, would throw filth and dirt at the Prophet, when he would come home to Fatima, she would clean off the dirt and the filth that they threw on his head and face, and she would clean him. Fatima attended to her father like a mother would attend to her child.
At the end of this episode of today's special, congratulate on birthday anniversary of Hazrat Fatima and Imam Khomeini. Happy day, Eid Mubarak, and fi aman Allah.
Allah, Muhammad Rasulullah, alayhi
Food for thought.
Hello everyone, and congratulations to you all on the birthday anniversary of the most noble lady of all time, the Holy Prophet's daughter, Hazrat Fatima Zahra, peace be upon her. The day which is celebrated as Mother's Day and Women's Week in the Islamic Republic of Iran. We now present you some food for thought on how devoted this lady was to God Almighty and to humanity, even during her nuptials, in order to save a destitute from the problems of life. On her wedding night, someone knocked on the door and said, "I asked the household of the Prophet to give me an old dress." At first, Fatima thought of giving her old dress, but then remembered the words of God in the Holy Quran, which say, "By no means shall you attain righteousness unless ye give freely of that which you love or prefer." She then gave the poor person a new dress, an act that pleased God and conveyed this divine satisfaction through the Archangel Gabriel to Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny.
If you're interested to know about history, culture, family, politics, religion, art, etc., you wouldn't want to miss the chance to tune into the IRIB English Radio. Please log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa maulana Abil Qasim al-Mustafa Muhammad wa ala ahli baytihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin al-ma'sumin. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, dear listeners. Welcome to another episode of Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio. First and foremost, we would like to send our heartfelt congratulations to the Imam of the time, Imam al-Sahib al-Asr wa-Zaman, and then to all lovers of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, and to all Muslims throughout the world. And this being the day of the birth of the beloved daughter of our beloved Prophet Muhammad al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is Bibi Fatima to Zahra, Lady Fatima al-Zahra salamullah alayha. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that one of the blessings that has been removed from all Muslims is that we do not know where the grave of Hazrat Zahra salamullah alayha is. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that this being the day of her birth, that one of the gifts that he gives us, besides the gift that we will read and we will mention in this tradition from her herself, that we are able to do the ziyarah and the visitation of her grave, inshaAllah, side by side with her son, the final light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Imam al-Sahib al-Asri wa al-Zaman, insha'Allah. So one day when the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes to Hazrat Zahra salamullah alayha and asks her, Ya Zahra, O my beloved daughter, at my side right at this moment in time, there is an angel, and one of those angels that, you know, accompany and bring down messengers from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he is asking me to ask you, what would you want? What is your request? Any request you have from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will take that request to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The answer that Bibi Zahra salamu alayha gives is something that we need to think about. It's something for us on this day of her birth, that we should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the right of Zahra to give us this understanding of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The answer she gives to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is this. She says, Oh my dear father, the service that I have been given, or rather I am giving to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has made me obsolete. It means I am in no need of any other. You know, that sweetness of me being in the service of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient. I have no other request except that I remain and I continue to attach myself to the sweetness and this, you know, beauty of being in the worship and servitude of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This, my dear brothers and sisters, is an extremely important lesson for us. That there is nothing better than being a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is from the words of Hazrat Zahra salamullah alayha, who when asked for anything, just asks to be a continuous servant and to be one who is continuously in the service and seen as a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the right of Hazrat Zahra salamu alayha to make us of those true servants, inshallah, who taste the sweetness of true servitude, inshallah. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure. Oh Lord, here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no Fatima, Ya Zahra, Ya Fatima, Ya Zahra, Ya Fatima.
The Heavenly Lady.
Ya Zahra, Ya Fatima, Ya Zahra, Ya Fatima.
A special program for the occasion of the birthday anniversary of Lady Fatima Zahra.
Ya Fatima, Ya Zahra, Ya Fatima.
In the name of God, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello, dear brothers and sisters. I'd like to welcome you to the program, The Heavenly Lady, a special program on the occasion of the birthday of Lady Fatima. I'd like to specially congratulate the women, especially mothers, on this very holy event. And I hope you enjoy this program. And until the end of the program, please be with us. Don't go away.
As-salamu alayki, ya binta Rasulillah.
Ya binta Rasulillah.
As-salamu alayki, ya binta
Nabiyillah.
As-salamu alayki, ya binta Habibillah.
Ya binta Habibillah.
As-salamu alayki, ya binta Safiyillah. السلام عليك يا سيدة نساء العالمين الأولين والآخرين.
congratulations on the birth anniversary of Lady Fatima al-Zahra, which coincides with Mother's Day in Iran. Fatima, the daughter of the Holy Prophet of Islam, was born in Mecca on 20th Jumada Thani. The good and noble Lady Khadija and the Apostle of Allah bestowed all their natural love, care, and devotion to their lovable child, Fatima, who in her turn was extremely fond of her parents. Islam has prescribed different roles for men and women. Men are the breadwinners, while women are the nurturers. Neither gender is superior to the other. God says in the Quran, "I will not diminish the deed of any person, be it male or female. The one of you is from the other." Chapter Ali Imran, verse 195. Both roles are complementary and facilitate the smooth functioning of a family unit. On account of the sacrifices a woman makes and the difficulties she faces in nurturing children, a mother is bestowed with an exalted position in Islam. Concerning motherhood, Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him and his progeny, said, "Heaven lies under the feet of mothers. Fatima is a female created by Allah to be a sign of his marvelous and unprecedented might. For the Almighty Lord created Muhammad, peace be upon him and his household, as a sign of his might among prophets, and created from him his daughter, Fatima al-Zahra, to be a sign of his ability to create a female possessing all moral excellence and talents. In fact, the Almighty bestowed Fatima with a vast share of greatness and a high level of majesty, which no other woman can ever claim to have reached. She's one of the prominent people close to Allah, whose greatness was acknowledged by heaven before the creation of mankind. And this has continued to the present point and till the day of resurrection." Okay, throughout history, a lot of people were oppressed, but a group that have always been oppressed were women in general. For instance, from the time of the Prophet, poor baby girls were buried alive because they were considered a disgrace to their families. Even some scholars didn't consider women as humans, and women were considered to be the second sex or the inferior sex. They didn't even have the right to own a property. In response to all such oppressions against women, the movement of feminism was formed. This was concurrent with the era of modernity, so many factories were built, and so they needed cheap labor, and women suited that purpose. That's how women entered the labor force, and with this movement, they also had better chances for education, and gradually, the presence of women increased in the society, and now we can witness the active role that they play in universities and, in general, the workforce. To make the long story short, a woman's value and ultimate goal is to act like a man. Some women have even objected as to why they have to bear and bring up children. So we can see in some Western countries that men also get paternity leaves. Just as women have maternity leaves, men get to have paternity leave. I mean, men and women want complete equality, whether physical or emotional, you name it, they have it. It's an honor for me to announce the presence of our dear guest in our program. We have Mrs. Rashida Hanif in the studio here with us. She's originally from Toronto, Canada. She's a very good mother and wife. She has a BA degree in arts and history and also a bachelor's in education. And welcome, Sister Rashida. Welcome to our program, The Heavenly Lady. If you would like to say something at the beginning of the program, we are here with you.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Pleasure to be with you. Could you please, since you were in Canada from the beginning of your life, and you've studied there, and you've been in universities, and grew up in that society, could you tell us a little bit about the status of women in that country?
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Women in the West consider themselves to be equal with men, and really, in any situation where they find a difference, they are quick to rise up against it and try to diminish any difference that might be apparent between men and women. So they consider themselves to be just the same. The thing is, we say things can be equal. You can be equal but different. We say this in Islam, but in the West, when women consider themselves equal with men, it means they want to be the same as men in all aspects of their lives. So we find that women are outside of the home just as much as men are. They are in the workforce, and this leads to many problems that women face.
Mm-hmm.
Women are asked to be super women, to be super moms, because if they are working outside of the home, they still have to come home and take more care of the children, take more responsibility than men do for the children. And this means they have to be superhuman to perform all of these tasks. And it leads to a high rate of divorce.
Mm-hmm.
And subsequent to that is that you have many families where there is only one parent, many single parent families. And children need two parents. This is the way God created the family, to have two parents. And one parent running a family puts a lot of stress on the children and also on that parent. And unfortunately, many mothers are single mothers caring for children and working outside of the home, and it just leads to negative results in all aspects.
Okay. In addition to what you said, I would also like to add that in our country, in the Islamic Republic of Iran, it's a Muslim community, and people claim to be Muslims, men and women, but we see that women in Iran are, you know, trotting in the same footsteps as women in the West.
This is very true. This is, the West is leading the way. The
exactly.
West is leading the way, and everybody else is following, unfortunately. But this is not the Islamic pattern that we have. This is not the model that Allah has laid down for us. But everybody thinks that in order to show yourself as progressive, we have to do everything the way the West does it.
Okay, so, you know, this simply shows that we have either not understood Islam, you know, the pure essence of Islam, or the fact that Islam doesn't have anything to offer. Which one of these is true?
Well, I think the fact that people think that Islam doesn't have anything to offer, people think that way. And it is also true that we have turned away from the pure essence and the pure teaching of Islam.
What is the pure teaching of Islam? What does Islam want, you know, from women? What does Islam want from families?
Islam wants that we recognize that Allah created men and women, and that we are equal, but we are different.
Mm-hmm.
We are not the same. We are equal in His eyes, and in the sight of Allah, we are equal, but our roles are different. We have different roles to perform in the society, in raising a family, in living our lives the way that would please Allah.
Okay.
We have different things to do, but it doesn't mean that one gender is lesser than the other.
Okay. You know, it's a well-approved fact that Islam has a plan or specific details for all aspects of our life. In regards to the role of women in Islam, does Islam offer any, like, role model? Does Islam provide any conditions, you know, that according to that condition, women can reach, you know, like, a very high status in terms of, like, materially and spiritually, you know?
Well, we have many role models in Islam that we can look at, and we can see how women should conduct their lives.
Mm-hmm.
We have Hazrat Khadija, who was herself a businesswoman. We can see that Islam does not say women have no place or no role to play in the workforce. In the economy. We see that. We have
right.
Hazrat Khadija as an example for us in that area. We have the holy daughter of the Prophet, Hazrat Fatima Zahra, and we can see from her life what women can achieve. Also, our holy Prophet tells us that she is the leader of the women of all the world. I cannot think of any religion that has set forth a woman as a role model for all women for all time. There are good women in all religions, but none of them have been promoted by the proponent of that religion as a role model for all women. And we have Hazrat Fatima Zahra as the leader of women of all time.
Zahra, ya Zahra,
done that has turned her into a leader of all times. I mean, this is a very big claim, you know?
Yes.
The women in, you know, this world and in the other world.
Well, we can just look at the various aspects of her life and we can pattern our lives on that. Mm-hmm. She was a simple woman. She was a mother. She was a daughter. She was a wife. And these are roles that are available to all women. If we said that if she were an astronaut, if she were an eye surgeon, these would be things that all women cannot achieve.
Mm-hmm.
But she was a very simple woman. Every woman can achieve these things. We can perfect ourselves in these things as a good mother, as a good wife, as a good daughter. We can all accomplish these things. And then the way she conducted herself, we can learn from these things as well. And she was not just a simple woman, but she was a simple woman, but that was not all. She was not an ignorant woman. She was a well-learned woman.
Mm-hmm.
Women came to her to ask her questions about the way they should conduct themselves, about Islamic teachings and so on, and she could answer them. She could answer them perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So we can see that from her life that we can achieve all levels in the society. You know, Islam does not restrict women to any one aspect. When the occasion arises, when it is necessary, women can stand up and speak. Hazrat Fatima Zahra also stood up and spoke. When her right of the property of Fadak was taken from her, she went to the masjid and spoke out against the caliph. She was not afraid to do that. She went to the battlefield to help tend the wounded, to take care of the soldiers. She wasn't afraid to do that. People in the West tend to think that women should just, you're either outside of the home working as a man, or you have to stay home in the corner and do nothing but wash dishes and sweep the floor all day. Doesn't have to be like that.
They have gone into extremes.
Yeah. You know, women are versatile. We have our different roles to perform, different to men, but when the need arises that we must take a stand, that is perfectly acceptable in Islam.
There's a big difference between the fact that when the need arises, you act according to the need. But, you know, on the other hand, we have women who are always, you know, in the society, you know, it's like, it's as if the need has always arisen for them, you know?
That's because they have forgotten other roles and other needs. If you are always out there in the society, always out there on the street or in the workplace, you are forgetting a whole lot of other things you need to do.
Yeah.
Like take care of your children. And children do not just need food, they need nurturing. They need someone to talk to them. They need mothers, parents to play with them. They need to be able to discuss things that happened at school. They need care. They need love.
You know what? A lot of women, either Western or Eastern, they think that take nurturing and, you know, bearing children is like an inferior role. You know, it's like, well, you know, we want to have the power to go outside and to be in the workforce. We want to be managers. We want to be doctors. We want to have money. We don't want to be mothers, you know, in the home taking care of children. You know, they think that the role to take care of children and raise children, this is like an inferior role that does not even count as important.
That is unfortunately true. What can we do? You know, that is because they just look at men. They look, men have become the role model of women.
This is the pain. I mean,
we are built, we are made. Allah made us to have babies. Allah made us to take care of them. We are more sensitive and emotional and loving in a certain way than men are. This is our role, and we cannot deny this. It's no use fighting it. This is how Allah made us. We have to celebrate it and not just look at men and think that what they have is better than what Allah has given us.
Right.
But we need both to make the society a proper place for us to live.
You're right. You know, God has bestowed different physical and emotional qualities to men and women. And with the mixture of these two roles, we can, as you said, make ourselves, you know, step toward making ourselves perfect,
right,
and make a better society.
That's right.
So I can conclude that Fatima is a lady who, as mankind advances in the understanding and realization of facts and secrets, the greatness of her personality will become more apparent, and the deep meanings and characteristics of her actions will be more appreciated. She is Fatima al-Zahra, alayha salam, whom Allah praises and is satisfied with her satisfaction, and is angered when she is angered. The Messenger of Allah, too, commends her nobility and meritorious personality. In the same line, Imam Ali looks to her with respect and admiration, and the holy Imams of Ahlul Bayt sanctify and venerate her. Her father was the best teacher of humanity, morality, Islam, and the unity of God. She learned a lot of things from her father and her husband, Ali, peace be upon him. She gathered them all and, with the help of her husband, wrote a book named Mushaf Fatima. Okay, dear listeners, I hope you enjoyed this part of this program, the special program for the occasion of the birthday anniversary of Lady Fatima. You're here with us with the program, The Heavenly Lady. We'll continue the second part of this program with our dear guest, Mrs. Rashida Hanif. So stay tuned with us.
Allahumma salli ala Fatima wa abiha wa ba'liha wa baniha bi'adadi ma ahata bihi ilmu.
Welcome back to the program, The Heavenly Lady. We are with you with our dear guest, Mrs. Rashida Hanif. I'd like to continue our discussion, but before we do that, I'd like to just read some names of Lady Fatima. They're very nice. The first one is Siddiqa, meaning the honest, the righteous. Al-Batul, the pure virgin. Al-Mubaraka, the blessed one. Al-Tahira, the virtuous, the pure. Al-Zakiyah, the chaste, the unblemished. Al-Radiyatul Mardiyah, she who is gratified and who shall be satisfied. Al-Muhaddatha, a person other than a prophet that the angels speak to. Al-Zahra, the splendid. Al-Zahira, the luminous. Okay, Sister Hanifa Rashid, welcome to our program. Heavenly Lady, we are talking about women in the West and the problems they've had. And also, Mrs. Hanif said that in Islam, we have a very good role model that women can follow to achieve a very good spiritual and material position in their society. And that there are several examples, Lady Khadija, Lady Fatima, Lady Zainab. And you specifically talked about Lady Fatima and the different roles she played in the society of that time, the role as a mother, the role as a daughter, the role as a wife, the role as a leader, you know, sometimes the role as a teacher, the role as a, you know, carrying sermons in the mosque when needed. Women in the West, they want freedom, and they fought for it, and they got it, okay? But has this freedom made them happy in their life? Has, you know, are they happy with what they have now, with their current status in society as mothers, as workers, as teachers?
I don't think that material things make anybody happy, you know. We all think that if we had more wealth, we would be happy. If we had a bigger house, we would be happy. If we had a better job. But these things, they do not satisfy.
Mm-hmm.
And even if women achieve more recognition in the society, it is still not enough, because it doesn't answer the basic needs that we have. And that basic need is to perfect ourselves in a spiritual way. perfect ourselves and our relationship to God, and to perfect ourselves as human beings, which means fulfilling our roles as human beings, fulfilling our roles as women, as in a biological kind of way. I think women are nurturers. They are nurturers innately.
Mm-hmm.
And our role is to nurture our children and to help our husbands and to perfect our relationship with God. Mm-hmm. These are the basic things. And if we fulfill these things, women will achieve some level of happiness in their lives.
So you're saying the reason that women have such a, you know, such problems in the Western society and even in the Eastern society, because we're following them, is because we haven't paid attention to our inborn characteristics,
yes,
to our nature.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. And if we follow the call of our nature, then we know where we really, truly stand.
That is correct. And we will find satisfaction. You will find fulfillment.
Okay. According to our nature and inborn characteristics, we want freedom.
Yes.
Okay. What is the limit or the boundaries that Islam has defined for Muslim women? How much freedom should we have? I mean, I have the picture of the freedom of Western women, you know, in terms of everything.
You see, the women want to do the same things men can do. Men can go out without a shirt, so they can...
Women want to do
that. They
want
to do that too. But that is not freedom. Freedom is to find your place and to fulfill your role that you were made for.
Freedom, I think, you know, is that true that freedom means peace of mind?
And when you do that, you will find peace of mind.
Exactly. As a result of the true freedom, you know, true freedom,
yes,
you get peace of mind.
People think that freedom is just the lack of restrictions.
Mm-hmm.
But freedom is not the lack of restrictions, because there are restrictions in everything. There are restrictions in every aspect of our society.
Right.
If you decide that you are not going to brush your teeth, you suffer the consequences of that. You,
yes,
will suffer tooth decay. You can be free to
whatever
go to bed
extent
at night, don't brush your teeth, but you suffer the consequences. The
right
consequence is that they will fall out. They will hurt and they will fall out and you won't have them anymore.
Right.
That is the is that freedom? No. That is acting foolishly. Everywhere around us in all our lives, we have restrictions. We have a framework in which to live. And the best framework that we can follow is a framework that Allah has provided for us, the framework that our Creator has established for us. And Allah does not say women can't do this and can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Women are nurturers and providers, and women work together with their husbands to build a society, and we perfect our relationship with God.
Right.
And that is the framework in which we live.
Okay.
If we have to work outside the home, then we do that. But we don't think of that as the ultimate, the end goal of our lives.
That's just a means.
Just a means towards doing all the other things, providing for our families, and also forming that connection with God.
Okay. The most important role of a woman in her life, what do you think that is?
You know, I can't say it's necessarily bringing up children, because all women don't have children.
Mm-hmm.
I can't say it is necessarily being a good wife. All women aren't wives. But one thing that all women can achieve is perfecting their relationship with Allah.
Okay.
I think that would be it.
We're approaching the end of our program. Mrs. Rashida, if there's anything, any final comment or any final point you would like to add, we're here. We're pleased to hear.
I'd just like to add a bit of ziyarat or a prayer that we can say for Hazrat Fatima Zahra. Mm-hmm. Peace be upon you, O leader of the women of the world. Peace be upon you, O mother of the proofs of Allah upon mankind. Peace be upon you, O oppressed one who was prevented from obtaining her right. O Allah, send blessings on your servant, daughter of your prophet, wife of the successor to your prophet, and bring her close to you, closer than your most honored servants from among the heavenly creatures or from the earth.
Thank you very much. It was beautiful. We really enjoyed it. Dear listeners, I came across a point which is a little bit surprising, and that is the fact that the true date of Fatima's martyrdom is a subject for discussion among Muslims. Some say it was 40 days after the death of her holy father. Some believe it was 75 days after, and some say it was 90 days. And some believe it was 95 days after the death of her beloved father. There are some who also believe that Fatima died 6 months or even 8 months after her illustrious father. But among the great Islamic scholars, there's an agreement that Fatima died 90 days after her father. Some say that her grave is in the Baqi Cemetery, and some believe that her grave is situated in her own little house. We pray that Hazrat Fatima al-Zahra take care of all of us, poor sinners, and that she would be willing to intercede in our favor. May God hear her intercessions for us and forgive our sins, and let us enter paradise. Peace be upon you, O daughter of the Messenger of Allah. Peace be upon you, O daughter of the possessor of outstanding merit above all prophets, messengers, and angels. Peace be upon you, the knowledgeable one, you who had an authority over the traditions of the Prophet. Peace be upon you, you who were subjected to anger and oppression. Peace be upon you, O Fatima, daughter of the Messenger of Allah. And may Allah have mercy on you and bless you. Okay, this is the end of our program, dear listeners. I hope you enjoyed it. Thank you very much, Sister Rashida Hanif, for being here with us in our program. We really enjoyed your presence. And
it was a pleasure.
It was a pleasure for us, too. Thank you for being here. Dear brothers and sisters, I hope you enjoyed listening to our program. I hope that we can step in the same way, in the same path that Lady Fatima stepped. Take care of yourselves and goodbye.
Ya Fatima, Ya Zahra, Ya Fatima, Ya Zahra, Ya Fatima.
As-salamu alayki.
From the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio.
I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you because you are
a Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you.
From Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
You are very special. And I'm so glad you're mine.
Bismillah.